I'm Mel Auburn, I'm a Macmillan GI nurse specialist.
I'm Pippa Cotton and I'm also a Macmillan GI nurse specialist.
We just want to get people aware of the signs and symptoms to look out for bowel cancer, what to do about that, where to go, and then also, you know, prevention in general. So, different ones, and you don't have to have all of them, all right, but some of them are. So if there's any blood in your poo, a change in their normal bowel habit, any pains in their tummies. Sometimes you can get a feeling that you haven't quite emptied your bowels properly, and would encourage patients to go and see the GP for then as well. Losing weight without any obvious reasons, if you've not been trying but you've noticed weight loss, again, GP. And then increasingly tired, again, for no apparent reason. It doesn't have to be all of them, and you know, not all bowel cancers will show any signs of any bleeding in the stools, for example. So any of those, we say, you know, have a chat with the GP. It doesn't necessarily mean to say you've got a bowel cancer, but it's definitely worth that discussion, and you won't be wasting their time at all, because, you know, the sooner we can get to the bottom of any symptoms, the sooner we can treat anything that might be there.
And just how important is that early diagnosis?
Absolutely. The earlier we can diagnose a bowel cancer, either through patients going to the GPs or bowel screening, the more likely we are then to be able to treat that cancer.
And I guess that an issue might be, and I know this is certainly the case for some other cancers as well, that the symptoms can be quite vague and easily missable.
Absolutely, that's absolutely right. It's knowing your own body. And so when you feel that something isn't quite right, that's when we would say, you know, no one knows you better than yourself. And if there's something isn't quite right, you know, go along to the GP.
Are there any groups that are more at risk of this type of cancer? The screening is for people aged 60 and over, so is it something we typically see in older people?
It is. Over sort of 95% of patients aged over 50, but we do see younger people, so we're not saying that younger people should ignore these symptoms either. There are other reasons for why you might have, you know, blood in your stools or a change of bowel habit or tiredness, for example, but we don't want patients under the sort of the 50-year-old to ignore that either, and to get them to their GP as well.
And what about kind of prevention then? Is there anything that people can do, or what's the advice around trying to prevent this type of cancer?
We would say that there's certainly some changes patients can make to their lifestyle, so in terms of their diet. We do know that there are links between bowel cancer and a diet high in red meat and processed meat. So we would say that reducing the amount you eat in a week of these can help. And also people that don't have a diet rich in fruit and veg can sometimes be at increased risk. So we would say to try and have a healthy, balanced diet and aim for 5 portions of fruit and veg a day. We know that that can be useful. Also, other health promotion interventions such as stopping smoking, lots of support via the GP if patients are struggling, there's the practice nurse who can offer advice and support on extra things they can use to help stop smoking. Increasing physical activity, because we do know that being overweight can increase the risk, especially more so in men. Equally so, there's more support and advice via the GP and practice nurse, and a lot of the times it's not necessarily having to go to the gym, it's just a generalised increase in day-to-day activity, whether that's walking, swimming, just gentle exercise, and increasing that really.
With this type of cancer, you know, and when we're talking about kind of, you know, poo and wee, and people get a bit embarrassed and don't like to kind of talk to strangers
they do.
About that. Is it important to break down that?
Absolutely, you know, can't stress that enough really. You know, people in the health profession, the GPs, nurses, doctors, it's something we talk about all day, well, especially us, all day, every day really. It's not something that we haven't heard before, and we just want patients just to just go along, have a chat. We know it's embarrassing when you first start talking about it, but just to assure patients that, you know, their GP won't be embarrassed, and they'll be encouraging them to talk about it, and quite happy to discuss things further with them.
So I'm Denise Cullingworth, and I'm a specialist screening practitioner in the bowel cancer screening programme in Harrogate, Leeds and York. Screening programme has been up and running in this area since 2009, and we invite every male and female between the ages of 60 and 75 years old. If they're registered with a GP, then they will automatically be invited to take part with a stool kit. It's done in the privacy of your own home, in your own bathroom. And yes, it's not great playing with your poo, but it is an easy kit. It's very important that people take part in screening because we are dealing with predominantly an asymptomatic population. So we're dealing with people that do not have symptoms that would worry them enough to go to the doctors. And if we pick up a problem, there are many, many reasons why people might have blood in the stool. And only 1 in 10 people that we see will prove to have a cancer. But 4 or 5 out of every 10 people that we see will have polyps in the bowel that could go on and develop into a cancer. So the whole point of the screening programme is to pick up cancers early when we know that the outcome is much better, and to pick up the polyps and remove them at the time of a colonoscopy, thereby removing that risk of them turning into a cancer. It's always a worry because as soon as you get a letter through the door that says you've got an abnormal result, it's amazing how many people come to see me in a clinic and think I'm going to tell them at that point that they've got cancer, even though it does clearly state that they have detected blood in the stool. So there are lots of reasons why people might have blood. And yes, it can range from a cancer at one end of the spectrum, but it could be at the other end and just have hemorrhoids. If things aren't picked up early, then bowel cancer, a lot of people will have some mild symptoms that wouldn't immediately make them rush to the doctors. You know, they can all have a little bit of bleeding and think, well, they have got piles, or they could have a change in the bowel habit and think, well, I must have eaten a dodgy curry the night before. They wouldn't immediately think they had bowel cancer. And it's often not until a bowel cancer is far further down the line that they would have worrying symptoms. We're dealing with two very taboo subjects. We don't talk about bowels, and we should, because, you know, the nature of your bowel habit tells you a lot about your general health. So we do need people to be aware of what actually is happening with the bowels. In this area, we have about 63% of people that do take up the screening programme. So that means there's 37 people out there, 37% of people that don't. So I would certainly encourage everybody, if they get an invitation to take part in the programme, to do so, because we will support them through their journey from that abnormal result right through to the conclusion of the screening.